ready to give your fur baby the absolute best life possible and live your very best life too? Break free from the chains of the physical, mental, and emotional challenges that can limit you and your pets to feeling stuck and struggling, and instead finally experience what you are both meant to, a life unleashed. So what on earth does 4th of July have to do with you and your body and the ways it can hurt? I'm talking about ribs. No, not barbecue. If you've been in my world at all, you've probably heard me say ribs are jerks. And again, not jerk seasoning. I love food. I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about you and your body. When your ribs are in pain, it can show up in some interesting ways. A lot of my clients, when they first come to me experiencing rib pain, they don't often realize that's what the culprit is. They just know my back hurts. This is showing up. That is showing up. What is going on? And it's ribs. So what can you do when that rib pain shows up? What does it even look like? So that you know when to think, okay, maybe this is a rib thing. Maybe this is the angle I need to look at this from. And when you are experiencing those rib pains, what is it you can do at home without somebody like me, without a chiropractor, without somebody helping you? What can you do on your own to help yourself out and hopefully get it resolved? And when will you be able to tell the difference between this is something you can take care of on your own and this is something that you need assistance with? If you're new to my world, welcome. I'm Dr. Vicky, general chiropractor for people as well as pets. I am a Reiki healer and a mind-body coach. I am here to help you and your fur babies be empowered with the tips, tools, and wisdom you need to recognize what is going on within yourself, what is at the core of that, and how you can get yourself resolution without needing to be reliant upon someone else. Giving you that power back to know what is going on with yourself and how to take care of yourself and know when you need assistance to get you to your very best. So you deserve to be your very best. You can go out and live life to the fullest. I'll tell you what, when you are experiencing rib pain, it can be so painful and can really hold you back from a lot of things, including sleep, focus, being able to make decisions because everything is screaming at you. So, how does rib pain show up? If you're anything like me, when I tend to get rib pain, a lot of times it shows up one of two ways. It can show up as a sharp stabbing pain, like someone feels like someone is taking a knife to my rib cage. Usually I'll get those kind of wrapping around the side. Or more commonly, it'll show up as a very sharp stabbing, grabbing pain right next to your spine, usually anywhere from the base of your neck down to about the bottom of your shoulder blades, waist area. That's usually where I see rib pain show up. Now, for me, the ones that wrap around are showing up because of my posture, or because of my scoliosis. That's an aspect of my posture that I cannot change because of the way that my body has been built. Some scoliosis folks can do exercises, strengthening, stretching, adjustments, do things to improve that structural, not anomaly, word. The structural weirdness. We're not all textbook. But in some cases like mine, where our vertebrae are literally built crooked, we can't undo that. So we kind of got to cope and manage. Now, when I tended to get the stabbing pain in the side, what was causing that? Ribs are very interesting structures and really freaking important because they protect your lungs and they also help you breathe. Ribs are designed like the handle of a bucket. So if you have your bucket, then you have your handle. You have two connection points on that handle on your bucket. The front end, the front connection is where your rib connects to your sternum. And the back connection is where your rib attaches to your spine. On occasion, I'll see ribs go out of alignment and end up with rib pain along the sternum. Most commonly, I see them get out of alignment and have a whole hoop of bunch of pain along the spine. And occasionally, I'll see pain show up in between the ribs, in those muscles. There's a layer of muscle in between each rib. And that can get strained from various things. So I'll see that happening when we've got that pain on the side. Why do ribs scream so loud when they go off kilter, when they get out of alignment, and what makes them go out of alignment? I'll answer the first question. Why does it hurt so bad? Ribs have a ton of nerve endings around those connection joints, around either end of that bucket handle. And that handle is supposed to move because when you take a breath in, the handle lifts so that your lungs have more room to expand. And when you breathe out, the handle comes down, helping your lungs deflate so you can breathe out. When there's a challenge and some motion restriction at either of those connection points, also known as something being out of alignment or being restricted, something's happening that's not quite right. That bucket handle can't move as well, which means your lungs cannot expand and deflate as well, which means you're not breathing as well. Our bodies like to breathe. When we have even the slightest challenge with breathing, so many processes in our body freak out. At our core, our brains are operating from a prehistoric level. And that prehistoric level says, am I surviving or am I not? There's no thriving. We're not considering that from a base brain standpoint. And if we are not breathing optimally, we're going to be in a whole hoop bunch of trouble if Mama Bear comes after us. Crap. So, when we have even the slightest restriction in our breathing, our bodies send off all sorts of alarms. When that challenge is in the rib joints, it sends off so many alarms of pain. Your body is trying to get you to pay attention to this area that's not operating well so that you get it resolved now, because we don't know when the next stressful thing is going to come up, whether that's Mama Bear or mother-in-law or what have you. The kids is, you know, dead mother from Scouts, who knows? It is so important to breathe. Now, why is it that ribs give you such pain, so much pain when they go off kilter compared to other joints when they go off kilter? Because it's kind of important that, you know, your ankle moves well. If there's an issue there, it might not hurt as much as your ribs do. There's a whole hoop and bunch of nerve endings around those rib joints. If you remember back to your days in like grade school and high school when you had the fire drills or somebody pulled the fire alarm, if you were sitting right underneath the fire alarm, oh, it pierced your ears. Your ears might be ringing for the rest of the day. If you're sitting further away, it's not so loud. Or if there's one fire alarm in the whole hall, not so bad. If there's a lot of fire alarms in the hall, ooh, it gets loud. Those nerve endings are fire alarms. They're there to tell you there's a challenge, and there's a lot of them. So when they're all going off at once, ooh, your brain pays attention. And it can pay attention in a way to where you're not able to focus on work, on what your kids are trying to tell you, on what your husband is trying to make for dinner, trying to get your opinion on something. It's so hard to focus because you're in so much pain. It can also be real freaking hard to fall asleep because you are in so much pain. It might wake you up in the middle of the night. You might not be able to get comfortable. You might be distracted at work. So now I get to the second part of that. Why does rib pain happen? For the most common source of rib pain, or form of rib pain, words are hard for me today. I blame the hat. The most common way that rib pain shows up is when it's along your spine. why is it that that comes up? How is it that our ribs are getting off kilter and hurting along the spine? What I see most often is there has been something that has pulled the shoulder blades around to the front so far and for so long or with so much force that those muscles along the shoulder blade that are also attached to those rib joints end up over pulling the rib joints and pulling them out of alignment. We're not talking full dislocation. That's something the hospital needs to take care of. I don't think I've ever seen a rib go completely dislocated. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I'm talking things getting off alignment. If you're driving down a road full of potholes and you hit a few, your car is going to get out of alignment, but it's not going to throw the wheel off. That's the distinction. We're talking about things going out of alignment. Things not moving like they're supposed to. The sliding closet door has gotten knocked off the track. It's still hanging. It's still there. It still moves, but it grinds. It doesn't move as well. That's what we're talking about. Now, what is going to make those shoulder blades come around front? Sitting like this, sitting with your arms in front of you when you're playing on your phone, when you're on your computer at work, maybe when you're sitting on the couch, cuddled up in the corner with your honey. Maybe you're a side sleeper and that top shoulder just curls around, or that bottom shoulder curls around. Or maybe you've been doing some workouts, which is awesome, but you've been doing these side pull things and letting that weight really yank that arm back out. Or you've been doing the stretch where you cross your arm across and you stretch the back of your shoulder, but you're not keeping your shoulder blade in place on your back. You're letting that whole shoulder blade come across too. So now instead of stretching the back of your shoulder joint, you're stretching all of these muscles between your shoulder blade and your spine, which is not the target of that stretch. But I see so many people do it incorrectly that way, and it pulls all those muscles and pulls those ribs off kilter. Maybe you've been sitting in an airline seat curled up in a ball. These are some of the more common ways that I've seen ribs go out of alignment and end up with so much pain. So, what can you do when that sharp stabbing pain shows up? And it can show up just screaming like a red hot poker in your back with any little movement or with deep breaths or sneezes or coughing, where every time you take a deep breath in, you just feel like somebody's stabbing you. What can you do when that rib pain shows up? At home, on your own, without me. Because I'm here to empower you so that you can take your own life back into your own hands and get it back, get back to being your best now without having to wait to see somebody. Now, I have to do the internet disclaimer that I may or may not be your actual doctor, so these are just general things to try, but always check with your doctor before you try anything. Always check. These are not guarantees. These are just things to try, but make sure that it is going to be safe for you by checking with your doctor, whether that is me or someone else. Okay, disclaimer complete. First thing to try is what's called contrast therapy. No, not sitting on the couch talking to somebody, but that can also be helpful. Contrast therapy, contrast meaning two sides of one thing, is using ice and heat, both alternating. So whenever you are using either cold therapy or heat therapy on any part of your body, do not go more than 15 to 20 minutes of application per hour. Longer than that, and your body goes, we went too far. Let's reverse the whole benefit, because otherwise we're going to end up with frostbite, or we're going to end up with things getting too hot and getting damaged from that way too. Too much of a good thing is too much. No more than 15 minutes. What this ends up looking like in a healthy and functional way, I like to start, when it's me, I like to start with ice and put ice on the area for 10 minutes. And then the next hour, like I'll start that at 1 o'clock, and then 10 minutes later, I'll take it off. And then at 2 o'clock, so an hour after I started, I'll do 10 minutes of heat. And after that 10 minutes, I'll take it off. And then the next hour, so 3 o'clock, I'll put ice on again. Why are we doing contrast therapy? Why are we trying contrast therapy? Ice will help take inflammation away and reduce any swelling or any excess blood vessels that may have gotten damaged from things going off kilter. It can also help calm down some of those nerves that are just firing off like crazy and tell them, hey, we've got this handled. We can chill. Literally. Ice helps calm down inflammation. Heat helps relax tight muscles. Now, why is that piece important? When I see a rib go out of alignment, there's a whole lot of ligaments around there. There's a whole lot of muscles around that joint. And when that rib goes out of alignment, all of the muscles around it are now pulling as hard as they can to get that guy back where it belongs. And they get so tight and so knotted up that somebody can just barely touch you and you feel like you are on fire. So we want the heat to help relax those muscles. We also want the ice to help reduce the inflammation from the pain process. We want both. So I like to try alternating ice first, then heat, 10 minutes on either, once an hour, back and forth. No more than 15 to 20. Pointing at you if you're listening to this on the audio, I'm pointing at the camera. 10 minutes. No more. The second thing you can do at home is check in with your body posture and body position. When that rib is really screaming at you, you want to avoid anything that's pulling that shoulder around to the front. So if you were a side sleeper and you notice those shoulders start to cave in towards the front while you're sleeping, grab a great big pillow or, you know, a great big significant other who doesn't mind cuddling all night, whatever your situation may be, and hugging that pillow while you're sleeping on your side can help fill up this space to where your shoulders can't come too far forward. If that rib is really screaming at you and you're chilling on the couch the rest of the night with your ice or your heat, maybe try a different spot on the couch to where your shoulder blades are back on your back instead of forward. Maybe that means not curling up in the corner of the couch where you usually sit. Maybe that means sitting more in the middle. Maybe sitting cross-legged so that you're more upright instead of all hunched up in a little ball. The main thing you want to focus on when those ribs are screaming, or to keep them from going off kilter and screaming at you, is keeping those shoulder blades back towards the spine and down towards your back pockets. So instead of the shoulder blades rotating forward and your shoulders coming up and over and into your chest, you want to unwind that and think about pulling your shoulder blades back and down, like you're sticking them in your back pockets. That's going to help both the muscles around the rib joint as well as that big flat bony plane of your shoulder blade support that rib joint that has been injured, that is not in alignment correctly right now. It's going to help support all of those ligaments that have been overpulled, those muscles that have been overpulled, so that it doesn't keep getting strained and stressed by being pulled too far forward. So when those ribs start screaming at you, first try contrast therapy. Little heat, little ice. Let me do that again. I like to start with ice, then do heat, then end with ice. Back and forth. No more than 15 minutes. And check in with your posture. Make sure you're keeping those shoulder blades back and down like they're in your back pocket and avoiding everything rolling forward and their shoulders coming forward. If after a day or two, like 48 hours max, if things have not resolved, things may have improved, we may be starting to get results from the things at home, which is fabulous. And sometimes that's all it needs, is just a little bit of support from you on your own at home, and it resolves itself. I have absolutely seen that happen, and it's fabulous. That's how it's supposed to work. But if after 24 to 48 hours, it's not resolved, it's not gone, it's still talking to you, maybe not screaming as much, but it's still talking to you. It's still a challenge. That's the time to reach out and get some assistance from someone like a gentle chiropractor. And I do emphasize gentle. When you have a rib that has gone off kilter and is screaming at you, all of those muscles are on fire. All of those ligaments are just absolutely on fire. Everything's stressed and strained and just inflamed. The last thing that part of your body wants is to be wailed on by someone who is too rough. And I know because I've been to those guys who are too rough myself as a patient. That's why I don't do it that way. So I don't care if you see me or you see someone else, but see someone gentle who is going to guide that joint back into proper alignment. Get that sliding closet door back on track without using a sledgehammer to do it. You want someone who is going to gently guide things back into their proper positions, guide things back into their best functioning ability so that you can be your very best without all of those muscles tensing back up, bracing for the impact. Because if you are braced for impact, nothing is going to be able to put things back into alignment in a way that's going to stay for very long or without you being feeling like you're hurt even more, feeling like you got hit by a truck. You're already in pain. You don't need that. You need to be assisted by someone who's going to help you feel better, not worse in the process. If you're curious if general chiropractic care is the right fit for you, or if I'm the right fit for you, reach out to me. Let's do a no-charge phone consult. We'll chit-chat for a few minutes by phone, no charge at all, and we'll discover what it is you've got going on, what it is you really want life to be like instead, and what your next step is to get you there. That might be with me. That might be me recommending someone else for you to check out. I'm not quite sure. So hop on the phone and let's find out. Reach out to me by either leaving me a voicemail or a text message at 636-751-3150 and let me know you're looking for that consult. Or you can head over to my website and book online. That website is CompleteWellnessCC.com. There's a tab at the top that says set your consult. Go there and you'll be able to hop on my calendar. So, ribs are jerks. But they don't have to be. There's things you can do. Now you've got some wisdom to know when this pain shows up, is it ribs? And if it is, you've got the tools of what you can do at home to help yourself and the wisdom to know when you might need assistance beyond that. Go out and enjoy your 4th of July holiday, however you celebrate the weekend. We usually celebrate it by celebrating our cat's birthday because that is the 4th. So we're going to get some sushi so she gets some fish. Maybe you're going to have ribs. All right. Until we get together next time, go out and be your very best. Bye now. So what do you most need to know right now to help you or your pets live a life unleashed? Send your questions and suggestions for topics you'd love to learn about to dr.vicky@completewellnessc.com or follow the link in the show notes. It's time to break free from what's holding you and your pets back and live a life unleashed.